Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, we need it. His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hand.
Yeah. I feel good, I'm so grateful. I feel good, I'm so thankful. I feel good, man, I'm so blessed. I feel good, hands up.
Give us the strength and the courage to carry it out, so we'll be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, I ask that you will bless me, bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer to write upon the hearts of your people. Let it be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're dealing it right now. It's March 1st, 2021. Amen. In case somebody's listening to this after the rapture, because they're going to have some sure enough battles after that. You know, presently what's going on in the world is a situation, and that is the invasion of a country called Ukraine, amen, in Russia, by Russia. You know, and that for those of you that don't know that are new, if you look in Ezekiel 38, you'll see a country called Magog, amen, and it gives you a list of countries that eventually are going to attack Jerusalem. It's going to be disastrous for them, even though they were outnumbered Jerusalem probably 50-1, they're going to get wiped out almost completely. The Bible says in Ezekiel 39, it's going to take 7 months to clean up the dead. And that's calculated using a backhoe, which is a tractor that you've seen dig holes for construction, and dropping bodies every 3 seconds. That's roughly about 1 billion people. That's, you know, it's amazing. When that was written, they say it was less than 200 million people on the planet known. So, you know, and it's amazing. If you go back and look into the 70s, the population only kicked up in the last 60 years. Okay, so this is an exciting time, but, you know, and we know, those that are watchful know that we are in the time approaching as the beginning, the rapture, which leads off into the seven-year tribulation. We're the first generation to have all the components that Jesus talks about, Daniel talked about, and John talked about at the same time on the planet. Even this ability to talk to people all over the world, amen, was spoken of, and particularly in the book of Revelation in chapter 11, there's an event where two men are going to yet come and cast havoc upon the earth. Amen. They're going to be very powerful and very destructive, toward those who live in evil, amen, walk in evil during that time period of the tribulation. Amen. It says they're going to get killed and lay in the streets for 3 days. Amen. And the whole world, so every nation and every tongue shall look upon them. Well, when that was written, which was about 96 A.D., it would have been impossible just to get to find out where everybody was in 3 days, let alone for them to come to Jerusalem and watch it. But now with satellite television, that is definitely possible. The other major event is that you will see, as you've seen, where what is going on now, the reduction in the use of cash money. China is cashless. Australia is going cashless. India is cashless. And that's because they have some of the largest economies, particularly China and India have two of the largest economies on the planet. So to move paper money would take armored trains, let alone armored cars. So now with the advent of technology, they can do that, but now they can have the control that Satan is going to try to utilize. It says that he's going to block off the ability to buy or sell unless you receive his mark. Okay. See, and we're going to be talking about God's mark today. Well, we already talked about God's mark. If you go back a few weeks, I talked about the anointing of God, which is the Spirit of God, which you received as salvation, and then it increases upon submitting to God. Amen. Being filled with the Spirit. That's the mark of God. Amen. And now we're talking about the kingdom of God. Okay, so all these events connect together. What is going on now is a war actually in the spiritual realm. Even though it's being conducted by humans, it is a spiritual battle. You know, both God and Satan do nothing in the earth unless they do it through man, because God set it up that way. You have to have all the pieces of the puzzle. One of the other pieces of the puzzle is in Genesis 1:26, when God made man, he gave man dominion over everything. Okay, and he has not rescinded that and will not rescind that until Jesus Christ is physically sitting on his throne in Jerusalem, ruling the planet, when we will be ruling and reigning with him under his command. Amen, which is going to be his word, which, you know, it's going to be something awesome. And so right now, what we have is an opportunity to see how powerful God is through us. See, and people, I know there are people that think that prayer, they don't have a clarity, or haven't been taught how prayer works. It is much more than our Father who art in heaven. We are going to get a chance today, because I talked with my producer and told him I might run a little more than an hour today, because I want to help. One, I want people more involved. See, what is going on right now? What God is watching. He has given us, our generation has everything available. He sent his son to die. That blood applicating, the shedding of his blood, the process that went on. Jesus took his own blood, okay, that they shed, back to heaven, poured it out before God, and that was the price that was paid for our soul. Now, and what that does is those that then receive Christ, if you go back and listen, if you receive Christ, then that means you have authority with God, and you have access to the power of God. Now, it is conditional, because that's a promise, and all God's promises come with a condition. Okay, all right? Now, he grants leeway when you first begin in this lifestyle, but as you mature and get older, he expects that you would begin to grow, much as we would expect more from a 20-year-old than we would a 3-year-old, okay? God expects more from me, particularly Christians my age, my time that's been in church 30, 40, 50 years. God expects us to be addressing this issue that is going on in Ukraine. Look at what he has equipped us with. Now, that man builds missiles to launch to cover distances in order to attack his enemy, except that our enemy is not made of flesh. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us that the weapons of our warfare, no, it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And the thing about it is, this is what's going on. There are demon forces that are manipulating the mind of Vladimir Putin, okay? He has no clue. He has no defense. But that's a choice he made. I have no doubt the Christians that know how to pray have prayed for God to deliver him long before all this occurred and he rejected it. You can reach a point where God will reject you. Don't think you can always resist him and he'll keep coming after you. God will defend, as I've been told, your right to go to hell. And that's what it is in this case. Even though right now he could change him. There was a similar king in the Bible named Nebuchadnezzar that was very brutal and violent, much as Putin is. And in the end, he lost his mind. I've heard conversation. They're concerned about his mental status as it is. All right. So now, when I began this, I began from Romans chapter 12, which is a little different than normally when you preach on the kingdom of God. You start where Jesus talks about the kingdom. But, I went that route because what we talked about, let us talk about this. Matter of fact, let me read that, Romans chapter 5. And I'm just going to read that one scripture, Romans chapter 12, that is, correct? Romans chapter 12. And it says, so we, Paul is talking to the Roman Christians, amen, at Rome, and he's saying, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members of another. In other words, we are one body. In other words, we are connected to the Ukrainian Christians through Christ, okay? And even so our prayers work for them, with them. As long as they're praying, we add power to their power. I have teachings on my webpage about prayer and how it works, and the more of us praying. And what is happening, if you look closely at a lot of the rest of the world, even though we see little violent episodes in the different world, Satan actually had to pull resources to go and pull this attack off to keep Putin from acting sanely. But what God is looking at is not Christians trying to find out what the Ukrainians did to cause this, because they didn't do anything, okay, really. You know, he is looking at what his children will do in this instance, okay, because we were in the power. We hold the power. Okay, as I had, just the Holy Ghost had spoke in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have to attack the demon forces. And we've been doing, I think, a pretty good job, because we, I've heard some reports of my pastor received, he has a direct connection in Ukraine, and we've received testimony from Ukrainians over there that are talking about supernatural coverage of protection, amen, and they're holding on strong. But see, this is about us, and I really believe that we're going to have a positive outcome. Yeah, there's been some lives lost, but I really don't think that World War III is going to happen just now. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Well, not a lot of reasons, but a few reasons. One reason is, I will say this, is because we play more. We understand how we can take Scripture and call it back to God, and He will act on it. Amen. And this is what this life is about. See, again, if you go back, my whole theme is about training day. Okay? And it's about us learning now how full we are as beings, period. My whole theme is about the fact that we are. I've talked about the fact that there's first gen man, second gen man, third gen man, and each generation is more powerful than the next. And God didn't do it from day one what we were going to be, because we came here with an empty slate, not really knowing what we are about. You know, I was reading some commentaries earlier by some different earlier commentators. You know, when I was trained in the ministry, one of our primary teaching books was we were required to study through Matthew Henry, which wrote around the 17th century, and he was great in his time, and have no question about it. Matter of fact, let us go to, I want to talk about one particular area, talking about the kingdom of God, so that you would kind of get a understanding of what that kingdom is. I can get this to come up. Okay. Now, where I'm going right now is, one, this is John chapter 18 in verse 36. Let me see if I can find my NIV. Okay, yeah, we can find it. There you go. And I just want to give you help clear, because see, this thing, like I said, this life is kind of like, as I say, a Marvel comic series. I mean, you have your mind go out past the natural. I mean, you're dealing with a God that don't have a birthday, that has innumerable angels. And I mean, this is, that in and of itself is tremendous. Then he creates man with just a whiff of breath, and then build this body in the level of magnificence that it is, and we have this enormous capability to function in this body, you know, some better than others. But anyway, and so all of this culminates into us being prepared, as it says in Revelation 20:6, to rule and reign with Christ. But we have to rule and reign as he would demand that we rule and reign, which is why he provided us with his laws. Now, and that's the key thing about every kingdom. Every kingdom has its own set of laws and rules. God has his, which are written in the Bible. And we have been given those laws, and then it comes to understanding how to separate. The purpose of law is to eliminate your emotion in making a decision. The law is given. This is what God say do. Whether I like it or not, I do it because it pleases God. This is how he want to be, how he want it done. We are his ministers to serve at his pleasure. I serve at the pleasure of the king, as they say. All right. Now, this is after Jesus has been arrested, okay, for, you know, anyway, because they didn't conspired against him, and they're going up to his, leading up to his crucifixion. And anyway, he's under interrogation, and anyway, and he's being questioned by a man named Pontius Pilate. And he just makes a statement. Anyway, it says, I'm going to just read 36, because I don't want to get too far off into that. And it said, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants, talking about angels and the spirits up there, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. Okay. All right. So see, this is the whole issue. You got to understand the process that God went through. Again, Adam was some point in time going to go the opposite way that God would demand it. Adam didn't even have a copy of God's law. The whole thing it wrote for another, I think, 3,500 years. But they were in the heart of man. But he didn't know they were there. Because why? They're in the heart of God. That's just a given. It came from God. What God, his characteristics are just automatically there. This is why you have so much confusion. This is why you have so many variations of, quote, religion. Because some things are just basic and natural. For instance, we have laws because it creates a cohesiveness in society. It creates an order. It creates a system of protection from the weaker from being taken over by the strong, which is, you know, as you can see right now, that Vladimir Putin is in violation of the law. But, okay, and so on. But this tells God what he will do with full power. Again, one of the theme of scriptures for training day is 1 John 3:2, and that where it says that although it does not yet appear, when we see him, we shall be as he is. And then I've talked about different times of Jesus as third gen man, where he in John 20:26 just appeared before his disciples, which I have found lately as I, you know, I do this Uber thing. That's why I do a lot of my outreach ministry through. And I find people, they've never heard that before. They've never heard not only that Jesus did that after his resurrection, every Christian will have that ability, and that God requires that every Christian master two things. Love God. And that means you really got to apply against the resistance that would cause you not to love God. And there are lots of challenges in this life that can do that. If you ever, I've met people that are mad at God, and he said, love your neighbor, which is something that it seems something so simple, but look at the world around you. People, when I first got delivered, one of the things that God told me about this stealing, because see, I justified my stealing because I did not steal from poor people. You know, I call myself a Robin Hood. Robin. I was a Robbing Hood. I didn't rob people. You know, I ain't going to tell you what I used to do because somebody might get inspired to do that, and that'll be a bad deal. But the fact was, God said, if they Christian, you're stealing from me. That right there cut off everything right there. Then it's the neighbor. I remember this situation when I was working for Chrysler Corporation, and I worked in quality control, and I was an inspector at the time, and it was this problem with the car, and they wanted me to ignore it, and I wouldn't, because my neighbor, who I admired because he became my mentor, also worked for Chrysler. But he always bought Chrysler cars. And my response to them was, I don't want them to get a bad product because I overlooked something. And it was ugly. There was threats. One person was actually killed. Let me tell you, this stuff goes on in the world that people don't know about. But I didn't have no fear. I didn't even know a tenth of what I know now. I was still brand new in faith. And, you know, when you were brand new, you just overly bold anyway. And I didn't even care. Because one thing I know, you killed me, I was going to heaven. So, you know, I just believe in God to protect me, and he did. See, in that time. See, and this is the whole point right now. See, again, so what Jesus said, there was a problem. Let me try to draw this together. See, so God created Adam. God can only make gods, but they small g gods, all right? We're never capital G. There's only one capital G, all right? All right. Now, but we have his likeness, not only his image, but his likeness, okay? And that likeness is what the challenge is. We have to learn to be submissive to him. And what Jesus did was illustrate how that can be done, because he did it perfectly. He didn't miss in any area, despite what they said, despite what they did. Believe me, because at this point when he was talking to Pontius Pilate, he knew where he was going. He knew what was going to come. He prayed in a famous place called the Garden of Gethsemane, where if this could not happen, I don't want it to, because he was going to have to take a racist beating. See, you've never seen, they talk about, what's that, Passion of the Christ was too violent. Listen, they left his face was still looking too good. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 that his visage was marred beyond any man. That means he was beaten beyond recognition. You know, come on now, you know, they put a racist, you know what a racist beating would be. And back then, Rome didn't have no constitution or protection. They didn't care about him. You know, he was hated by his own people and the Romans. They were beating him for the fun of it. You know, then they turned him over to the Jews and eventually crucified him. But all that was a price that God paid, because we're a spirit person. Everybody that has left here now is pure spirit. And that person has to be accountable for their actions. The fact that they're not God and not complete is irrelevant. They are accountable for their action. The exemptions are children to a certain age, and I don't want to debate that right now because there's a lot of variations on that, and people that can't think properly for whatever reason, like you know, organically brain damaged or extreme mental trauma. You know, there's a lot of effect. See, and all these things going to relate to one or two areas, either love for God, because if you have to bring up a child in those conditions, that's going to challenge your love for God, because people often question, why did God let that happen? Because if you haven't been trained how prayer works, you know, that's challenging. And even with that, because what Satan can do is mount up forces. Understand, he can attack children in the womb. This is what COVID is about. It's a microscopic entity, but it is yet part of the kingdom of Satan. It has intelligence. See, if you don't look at the spiritual world does not have the restraints and limitations that the natural world has. So that's the challenge that we are facing with. This is why your focus has to be on what goes on in the spiritual realm and what the Bible says how to do with that. All this is directly connected. All this is directly connected. Right now, I use a phrase a lot of times on Facebook when I write certain messages, and I say, welcome to Training Day, final exam. We are in final exam. We are in final exam, and then we go to the collegiate level when Jesus come back. Okay, we're learning about the power of God. All right. Now, as we said, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, really of this age. Okay, of this realm, this natural realm. Because in the spirit, if you want to understand his kingdom, you got to read the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel. You got to see what goes on, where there's angels, and they don't play. When Satan rebelled in heaven in Revelation chapter 12, he got kicked out immediately. He had kicked that guy like, get rid of this dude. You know, I don't know how that delusion arose in his mind that he could overthrow one God. He thought it was one God. A lot of people think that same way. Listen, you got to understand, God is omnipresent. We are in the realm. You got to let your mind go past norm to get a revelation. And you can't go days on end without talking to God yourself. It is not the pastor job. You know, I was sharing with a person that I had picked up on Uber, and I was telling them some things, and they automatically wanted to decree that I was a pastor. And I told them, no, I'm not. I'm a teacher, but I'm not a pastor. See, that's an attempt to escape the responsibility of studying the words. And not long ago, 45 years, there were a lot of the churches that you go to, they did not carry Bibles. They did not read Bibles. A lot of the pastors didn't even read from the Bible. Believe me, this is Christian. What I'm teaching is Christianity 101, and a lot of them never taught that. And as a result, you have the level of spiritual ignorance that you have now. One of the things that went on in Ukraine for a long time, the only religion they had was Catholicism. And Catholicism so far off the mark, they don't know now. They still haven't learned how to pray. They refuse to learn how. And all we can do is pray for them, for them to get a revelation of who to pray to. They're praying to Mary. Mary does not, never will answer prayer. Mary does not and never will answer prayer. God answers prayer only. And that's part of what Jesus paid for. We are the royal priesthood. How many people have been taught who that is and what that is? And to understand the royal priesthood, you have to go back and study the priesthood that God first began under the law with Moses. Same criteria. They were a separate group of people. All Christians are a separate group of people. They're the only ones have access to the inner realm or the authority of God. All Christians have access to it. You know, I use a phrase, and I will say it at the end. Prayer is God trusting you with his power. Now, how are the Christians right now that are oblivious and ignorant by choice, I would have to say, because you got too many sources of media to be ignorant. And you can't blame your pastor if you don't go on YouTube or try to learn. You can Google up any information these days. How do you explain to God your lack of participation in prayer for the Ukrainians? They have requested prayer. Amen. And they're learning prayer. God has sent men and women over there. They're being taught faith, and they're holding out. They're learning something about faith. And I'm praying and believing God that he will raise up Elisha. That was really shy. I really expect God to do something spectacular. But this is going to require us to do beyond the norm. Okay, I normally pray before this. I would pray about an hour a day and do during the day 10 minutes here and there. But now I have to add more. Why? Because if you do the same thing, you're going to get the same thing. Now, I really believe, because I don't believe this is the time for World War III, so I can see in the word that we're going to be victorious. that Putin's going to put his hands back in his pocket and go back across where he belongs, and that's going to only going to hold until the rapture. Now, after the rapture, it's game on. That's what I'm based on. But I don't know. I don't know, because I've learned, I know about one meteor or asteroid headed toward the Earth. That's Apophis, APOPHIS. And if you really want a good clarity on it, you want to get Tom Horn's version on it, because he's a man of God that can be trusted. But then now I'm finding that they said it's possible for an asteroid to be coming this way that's made of a type of material that can't be spotted by a telescope. How about that? Dark matter headed this way. So see, but either way it goes, that's the Bible, that's wormwood event in Revelation chapter 8. See, that's the advantage in being in the body of Christ. We have the word of God to tell us what's going to happen on top of the things that Jesus says is going to happen. All right. So now I don't know where that is and how exactly when God going to take us out of the picture. Because we are, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we are here with the Holy Spirit in us, and we're blocking Satan. Just like I expect now. I get up and I pray, and I know it's different because word of faith, word of faith, hold prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning, action for God, hold prayer at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm willing to say that there's probably somebody holding prayer. I'm talking about they've been doing this for the last 5-10 years. You know, they ain't just started because of this. And I know there are other churches years ago, back here, I don't know, maybe 25 years ago, our pastor told us to seek God what time to pray. Because he wanted a 24-hour prayer. And everybody got different times. I know a sister that prayed promptly at 6 p.m. unless something really interrupt. But she going to pray during that time of day. For somehow any reason, I got the midnight chill. And I hate midnight. But I do it. I do it. Because you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. When you do what God said, listen. There are things I know people like. It's stuff. I like stuff. I got some things I want to do, but they don't compare to the presence of God. There's knowing God, and there's the presence of God. That's altogether different. You can't buy that. I'm telling you, can't buy. It's like your spirit. God will allow your spirit man into his realm, and you'll know when you've been there. Some of y'all been there, didn't even know what it was. You thought you was just feeling good. Man, I was in church. I was feeling so good. No, you had stepped over into the realm of God. That's why I did. All of a sudden, all your problems, you know, in your spirit, that's a done deal. God gonna fix this. If not, he got me fixed. I'm getting through it. One way or another, I'm getting through it. Remember this. Whenever you encounter the presence of God, however long or short, God has deposited some revelation into your spirit. I ain't got time to teach on that, but God never does anything for nothing. I don't care if it's the answer to your college exam. He done put something in your spirit. He done put it in there, I guarantee you. He loves us like this right now. This is what he going. This is why I'm so enthused to pray. It's like I'm energetic to pray because I love my people, and I want to see my God glorified. I want to see Satan smacked down like he deserved to be. All right? So, now, Let's I want to give you a little more of what Jesus say on this issue. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, okay? Because I want you to kind of get, because you got, like I say, yeah. I mean, you think about the story of Jesus, period. If that don't get your mind out of the normal, I don't know, you know. If you're trying to find a religious way to get out of doing God's will, you're Satan to help you. He'll help you. Because it's going to be some people left behind. It's going to be some Christians left behind. All right? Now, and this, I'm just going to be brief on this. Again, it says, once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, okay, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because because the kingdom of God is within you. You know, I've read several commentaries, and I've heard over the years the debate over the issue whether he been in the presence on the inside of you or around you. You know, I understand, man, because this is how religion was born. That's how they created, that's what their version of the kingdom of God. To me, that was almost an obvious answer that he's talking about inside. But I know it was challenging for them because the Holy Spirit had not been given yet. So, and understanding what that means. Here we are in 2022, and there's still many people don't even have a clue what that means because they're not allowed to do the things that Jesus did. They can't just pop from one place to another and appear. They can't just, they can't float up into the sky and fly. They can't, you know, they pray for people, and it takes longer than they wanted to take for them to get healed. And so they're thinking that that valuable asset, the most valuable asset that God could ever give anybody that has the most power that exists, they don't believe they have it because they don't get to use it like they want to. But again, as I just spoke, you can't get people to the throne of God because they want to see it physically before they'll believe it's there. They don't believe that's right there is one of the aspects of this life that you have to release. See, again, people think, you know, if it was possible for me to get somebody else's blessing, believe me, I'd take it. It don't bother me that people don't want to pray in tongues. They leave stuff on the, they say in the market, they leave prosperity on the table. See, somebody going to get that blessing. That's something else. Listen, God holds himself accountable for the same thing he expects us to hold ourselves, all right? So if he say the laborer is worthy of their hire, in other words, if you do the work, you should get paid, I'm going to tell you, you work for God, he going to bless you one way or another. And it's supernatural ways because I'm going to post a diagnosis, both my diagnosis and the result of cancer I had a battle with, you know, and I thought about my doctor, you know, because caught with a little cold bugs, and then I was a little concerned. I had to be concerned because I'm married and I don't, you know, and they say you can have this stuff and not COVID and not be aware of it and transfer it to other people. So I was concerned about my wife and maybe other people because they don't, you know, she know how to fight. She had that, but, you know, there are people that don't know how to fight. And she looked at me like, oh, for what? I'm like, you know, I'm like, I asked her for a COVID test. She said, for what? Dude, you just beat slop out of adenocarcinoma cancer. I mean, you know, I mean, whatever you did to do that, that's what you do, which is true. But see, my fight, see, when people think of faith, they think of it as almost kind of like money, you know, like the more of it you get, more of it. No, let me tell you about faith. Faith increases when you are more submissive to God. And sometimes that could be as simple as shutting your mouth. That's an increase in faith. See, that's because you shut it because God said to. You will always go through this ongoing process of opening and closing your mouth. And, I mean, not opening and closing your mouth, of learning to be submissive to God, doing what he say do, how he say do, when he say do it. That's going to be an ongoing challenge. That's why you're living. Training day, baby. Training day right now. So, again, here come the issue. And God is, when you get to the place that you have resisted so much, so their backs, you have resisted so much, God will just let you go on your way. And that's a bad dude. That's really a bad dude because, see, this is the deal. See, when it comes to prayer, activating the power of God in the kingdom of God, God ain't going to beg you. Because he knows you also being observed by a demon. You got an angel in Matthew 18 that was assigned to you from birth. And guess what else came with that? When God assigned an angel, Satan assigned a demon. Remember, Satan got kicked out of heaven with one third of the angels. That's got to be about a couple of trillion. Okay? So there's plenty of force for him to utilize in the earth. Understand, if God are allowing these beings to exist and to participate in the activity of your life, okay, there's a reason for that, and that's for you to understand the authority and the power. And if you choose not to use it and you get abused, you'll be making that statement I heard this lady say when they got flooded. Why did God let this happen to us? Why didn't you ask God what to do about it? You knew the rain was coming. It ain't like that was a surprise. You knew a lot of rain was coming. Now, they had the choice of either getting right with God and uniting in prayer and changing the direction of the rain, you know, or giving a plan how to get out of the way of it and how to protect their stuff. You know, I recently heard somebody else say the same thing. So, you know, but that ain't, I know that is because I was taught these things, all right? Now, where we at? All right, so I want to briefly talk about a king that had a similar situation. I want to finish this part about what Jesus said, the kingdom of God in Luke 17:21, within you. The one thing about looking for a kingdom outside of you, and that's not totally bad, is that you're going to miss the lesson of life that God has for you, and your focus will be wrong. You know, I listened to this person that I followed. He's in over there closer to the situation, and you might want to check him out. Behold Israel site, Amir Safari. That's TSSARFATIAMIR. That's Amir. Anyway, he talked about how he came over here to minister in Detroit, well, in America. Anyway, and this particular the limo driver that picked him up knew who he was, obviously, but, you know, and how he was so enthused about his prosperity that he made a statement that, you know, if things are going so well, I wouldn't mind if Jesus delayed coming. Well, you know, the Bible, see, we were missing the point of life. It isn't about this temporary stuff that we have here, okay? That's only part and parcel to what we are learning. You have to think about being a billion years old. I mean, you won't be a billion years old. Now, well, you get two places to be that. and, you know, that should be an obvious choice, but people don't believe that despite what they see, all right? Now, so this is what brought about religion, looking for the kingdom of God in the earth through natural substance, and i.e. money, to give them control over people, see? And they were so focused on, I'm going to tell you a book to get to read, get it and read it, and it's Fox Book of Martyrs. It's really inexpensive, probably costs more to ship it than it does for the book, but it picks up where the Bible ends off, and it shows the history, and you see how religion emerges, and the fact of, and what's behind that is they were had become the government of Christianity, and the focus was on possession of money, to the point that it brought about wars. You know, church Christianity gets blamed for war, but actually, more accurately, the former Catholic leadership, there's been some changes and some growth then since, were the ones that they actually financed Hitler. That's documented. It's a book called Woman Rise the Beast. It got all the information that you ever want to know about the previous Catholic Church. They're trying to clean the act up. And I actually pray for this Pope Francis every time I pray, because I want him to do one more major turn, and that is correct this issue of prayer. That's 950 million Catholics. If they get prayer right, that's going to bring a major change and a major revival to the whole world. That simple change. But it's going to take, again, that same thing. What are we dealing with? His misunderstanding, his perception is the result of a delusionary spirit. Now, obviously, Satan goes after leadership. The last thing he would want is 950 million Christians praying to God. Now, living right. I know some Catholics that live right. When you live right, your prayer going to get through. When you live right, your prayer is going to get through. All right. So, this is a statement that I got earlier about when it's talked about the kingdom of God is within you, and the debate as to whether he's talking about among you, because if you go back and read the commentary, or you go back and read the Bible, the reason why the Jews was ready to kill Jesus, because they wanted to overthrow the Roman oppressors and get them off of their back. And that wasn't about to happen, because that wasn't the reason Jesus was sent, okay? But they had in writing in the Old Testament why he was sent. They knew he was coming. They knew where he was going to come. It was even written about his death and his resurrection. Okay, but it says, we look for the wrong lesson when we look in the wrong place for his kingdom. See, because it's always about, you know, Matthew Henry said the same thing I said. It's always about, and Albert Barnes too, it's about the heart. And Jesus said in Matthew 22:37-39, he gave him a commandment. He said, if you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now think about that. That's your whole being. Love your heart, your spirit, your soul, that's everything. That tells you that Satan is going to come hard after you. To what? Because what he is after is not only to try to get you to go to hell, which takes a lot of work. You have to volunteer to go there pretty much. But he want to diminish your authority against him. Your prayer make a difference right now. Okay? You got like maybe 2% of Christians around the world that pray in tongues. The other 98% pray in English. But that English, man, that declaration is powerful, especially from a person that's walking upright before God. They're making declarations and decrees. This is putting angelic forces to work. See, I'm surprised that we're holding this dude off, but see, we're holding off the demonic forces. I mean, this thing's going on over there. It's going to be great to listen to the testimony. All right. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're going to read some stuff about King Jehoshaphat and what went on with him. All right? Because it's a similar situation. But the thing is, a similar situation, but the same God, okay? And we're going to look at some of the things that he talked about. All righty, here. It says, and it came, reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea and this side of Syria. And behold, they be with Hazazontamar, okay, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, one of the prayers that I am praying is that President Zelensky, I don't know him that well. I don't know if he's, you know, whether or not he's saved or not, but that he would lead in prayer. You know, in my lifetime, I have actually only seen one American politician pray. That was when COVID hit. People out like a bowling ball, take out pins. But it impressed me so to hear him first repent. And you know, because I was a certain politician that I know that couldn't do that, could not admit that he was like everybody else, you know, come short of the glory of God. All right. But that impressed me. You know, you can tell them between a religious prayer and a person that has a relationship with God. And I've been praying that God would touch his heart to run for president, because I, in my lifetime, want to see a totally sanctified president run for, in this country, so people can see the difference. You know, we everybody said they Christian. I mean, you know, I just have to believe that. But, you know, the one thing to tell if you're a Christian or not is how you act. That's the thing about, that's the main thing about the kingdom of God. Now, this here, even though this is the Old Testament, this shows that he's in the kingdom of God. He's kingdom-minded. What does he do? He don't gather a council of men to decide how to fight the battle first. He goes to God. See, this is what's up now. Yeah, again, I think of Ukraine as a growing spiritual nation because they are growing, and it's a, that's the other thing why Satan is trying to attack them. If you look at a map, you know, I have a map behind me. If you look at a map compared to, you think about it, you pick a small city, compared, take that one city and compare it to the rest of the United States, that's how Ukraine is to Russia. It's like 1/100th the size of Russia. And that's why they feel like they can just boldly go in there. See, this guy don't believe that there's a God to defend them. This is why I like I said, I make myself get up and pray, because I want to say, and I know I'm not the only one, because I know some folk I see on Facebook that be calling it out. And I know these folk live in the world of prayer. Amen. They probably pray more than me. I know somebody that fasts more than Jesus. That's what I told them. But amen. And I know where they at right now. They done shut themselves in. They won't even talk to me because they shut themselves in. We all have this same thing. We want to see God glorified. Listen, I don't care how you pray, pray. Pray. Just pray. Pray to God. Listen, I want to skip down. Okay, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And I'm going to go down to verse 6 and start. I want you to hear this prayer. I want you to think about it. I want you to go back, write this down, and go back and read. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6. Now, listen to this, man. He says, matter of fact, give me a minute here. I want to get this up in the NIV because, you know, I want you to get this. This is what I want to see in my lifetime in America. Just one time, Lord. Okay. He said, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kings of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built a sanctuary, talking about the people, the children of Israel, built a sanctuary for God. And they have lived in it and have built a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether it be of sword or judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in distress, and you will hear us and save us. See, that's that confidence. Don't just pray to God, oh God, but pray confidently. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade. Okay, so y'all can be at peace with them. Invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. So how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us for an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all the men of Judah with their wives and their little ones stood before the Lord. And then the word came. Okay? And God did a marvelous thing with them, gave them strategies, and gave them victory. But the point here is, when you pray, find a word, look up the word justice. God is a God of justice. That man has no right to go up in there, but we want to see God overturn confidently. Let it say in your voice of your confidence of this almighty God. When you pray, let it cry out to him. Listen, Find within an hour, every hour, find 3 to 5 minutes to pray. Just join, Lord. I join my faith with my brothers and sisters in Ukraine for victory, because you are the God of our salvation and deliverance. And give him praise and thanksgiving, and we will have the victory. Let us see this overturned. I want this guy to be overturned. We can't, but we have to be actively involved. They can't look at, compare the size. I mean, but we can do this. We can do this. You got saints all over the world praying, we can do this. And it will set a standard for people to understand how powerful we are. All we got to do is hold these folk off until the rapture come. You know, God got that in control. But right now, let's glorify God. Let's glorify God. Now, okay, I didn't go over as far as I thought. Hey, man, I'm still almost on time. Even though there's still a lot that I'm going to still be dealing with the kingdom of God until, amen, the kingdom of Christ, amen. And the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ is that's when we advance to second-gen man. But we're still in the kingdom. We operate in the laws. As a matter of fact, what I just read was first-gen man praying. Okay, Jehoshaphat. Well, they did not have Holy Spirit in us, but they had a promise of God. We had the same promises. See, and this is the thing that you need to understand, even in your life. You know, I tell people, we had this Christian Uber website, and I tell them, I don't leave home without praying. I don't leave home without commanding angels. See, I was pondering one day, when you ask God things, he'll give you revelation. He'll download information into you. Think about this. God got innumerable angels, and yet people still get killed and die. I've just found out about another friend of mine that passed away, that, you know, younger than me. But, you know, you got to understand what we are dealing with. COVID is, listen, that's a spirit. A spirit means intelligence. He did not go. He had 5,000 years of human anatomy study. That's why he know how to go in and cause, blood clots and fluid in the lungs. You know, fluid in the lungs can be often, they give you this thing when you're in the hospital to breathe in air. You can breathe in air and help resolve that, you know, but he uses fear tactics. You're going to die. You're going to die. You got the COVID. You're going to die. Listen, you know, I told that fool, you're going to die. I'm going to live. My body is healed in Jesus' name. I was bought with a price. You don't even have a right to be here. You are trespassing. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's what I do for every sickness and disease. I was taught back in the day by the first lady of our church. She was preaching one night and said, fight. Learn. Don't just run to the medicine cabinet. And when you feel a sniffle or flu, just go to battle with it. Why? With the word. And by his stripes, the Lord my God healed all my sickness and diseases. By his stripes I was healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Know your word. This is what I mean. That's what I mean when I say God is trusting you with his word. Because there's a flip side. When I talk about an Elisha, you got to read 2 Kings chapter 6, and you'll get what I'm talking about, and ask God for a revelation, because you may need that to protect yourself. I'm not going without a fight. They're talking about the coming persecution of Christians in America. You better come with, listen, I'm going to be standing, I'm going to believe, God would have to not let it happen for it to happen to me, because I'm going to give it a shot. I'll step out and see it. That's how I find out things work. I find out what work, what don't. That's why I'm so confident. I can say this is how you can't learn how to fight this fight without getting into the fight. You can't learn to fight this fight without getting into the fight. But it'll do us good to see this turn back. Now, the news is not going to report that Putin turned around because he got his mind right. But listen, we're going to know we took down the devil. That's our job. We're just buying time for most souls to get saved. God about to break through into North Korea. Yeah, that's one of the final places I know that the physical gospel, I know they got the underground church. I'm believing God for the underground church to come up on the surface. That don't, you know, right now, you know, it's just some things they need to understand, I believe, all right. But God got that under his control. But anyway, to get into this battle, You have to have Christ in your life. And it doesn't take nothing. And if you've been in there and you got out of the battle, now is a great time to come back in, because people leaving here for a lot of reasons, but particularly for COVID. COVID didn't cure cancer, and it didn't cure lupus, it didn't cure all the other deadly disease, it didn't stop car accidents and plane crashes. Okay, you got to leave here. You at least want to know where you're going, but like I said, because life goes on. Believe me, it goes on. All right? But anyway, so pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I believe that you sent your son to die for our sins, and I acknowledge that I was born in sin, and I ask forgiveness for that, and I ask forgiveness for all my sin, and I believe you for restoration of my life. And Father God, I ask you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me now. And I believe in my heart, and I say with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord, and I am saved. All right, Saint, listen, don't stop praying. Pray every day for Ukraine until that dude pull out. We have to pray. Just a few moments. You'd be surprised. It's a little dab of do you, I'm telling you. It's not going to take, but like I say, and those of us praying in the spirit, we know to pray until we get a release. You know, God helped me a little bit this morning. But see, again, you got to keep the mindset that you're learning to be in unity with God and his will. It's not, Jesus paid for us a place in heaven. Okay? He paid for all that. I don't have to earn that. Okay? But I do need to understand who I am in Christ. And that's what this is about. And when you learn, one of the things you learn, I know I used to carry a weapon. And I was one of the few deputies that carried a fully automatic weapon. And one of the things you notice that you learn that you respect more power. And the more that, and God will, and it affects your life. Because that, not only that, God is going, he is also looking to do more what I call notable miracles. I posted a miracle on my page. And I know it was going to shock some people because it actually showed a lady's arm growing back to growing to a normal level. God does that. I have seen miracles like that. I've been in the vicinity and I've seen miracles like that. See, so it's mind-boggling. But that's the God that we serve. All right. So remember, prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith, by love, and God is love. Shalom. See you next week. Be blessed.
Give me a mountain and I promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried. A game of limbo, I get down low, I ain't worried. Cause worrying only makes you feel you can't win. And when you're feeling down, remember you can. Cause I ain't worried, yeah.
No matter what's wrong with me,
if I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water.